Valley.
Sounds.
Welcome, local music lovers. I'm Marcia Ahrens, the producer of Valley Sounds. This is the first ever Valley Sounds Live. Thank you guys so much for coming out to see how the show is made. Imagine this, though. Normally, we're in a radio studio. It's me and a band, and it's low lights, and we just talk for like 45 minutes, and then I edit down that into the show that we have, and then the band tells me the music they want to play. It's their show. I want you guys to experience the band and learn about the band. Valley Sounds was created years ago. It's not my idea. It was created by WLRH's now engineer, Nate Emery, and I want to express my heartfelt thanks to him for launching a radio show dedicated exclusively to local bands in the Tennessee Valley. I am truly honored to continue where he left off and to help showcase the incredible music being made right here in North Alabama. I'm super nervous because I haven't been in front of a crowd in a minute. Just want you to know. And on that secret. I also want to give a big thanks to Elaine Oakes and Katie Ganaway for presenting this to the Lumberyard so that you guys can see the show live and see all your favorite bands. The show will be every third Tuesday of the month, and I'll have new bands every third Tuesday. And of course, a big thank you to our generous sponsors, AVIQ, the Huntsville Music Office, and the Fret Shop. And one last thank you to the station I work for, WLRH, your public radio station. It encourages creativity. When we make these radio shows, they encourage us to do what we want. It is our show. It's so cool. You don't get to do that anywhere else. I have a renewed love for radio because of working at WLRH. And tonight, we will talk with the band, but most importantly, we'll listen to some great music. Please give a warm welcome to Jane and the Huntsmen.
Is getting taller, patience is getting smaller. I think I've lost it to the third degree. My mind's not so made up, but I think I've had enough. I'm a nuisance to all my company. And every time I think about the consequences, I lay down music like this. Right now I'm feeling 2 out of 10. This dish is in the sink and I'm standing on the brink. I just lie and say that I am on the mend.
Okay, so this is the first Valley Sounds Live, so we got some kinks to work out. So Thank you guys for playing along and being the guinea pigs.
Thank you for having us. This is really just as exciting for us as I'm sure it is for you.
I about passed out just a second ago.
Me too. Twins.
I'm going to do a little interview, a little Q&A with the band. This is basically what I do on the show. I'm literally going to do Valley Sounds Live, Valley Sounds Live.
Hi, I'm Jane Huntsman.
Hi, I'm Aaron Anderson.
I'm Chandler McCoy.
I'm Michael Cummings. I play bass.
I play drums.
Guitar.
I don't know what I do. I'm just here.
You're Jane. She's Jane. She's We're Jane. The Huntsman.
Each one of you, growing up, real quick, what got you excited about music, and did you play an instrument at an early age?
I really liked music as a kid. I loved all the little kiddie shows with all the music. And then when I got into band in middle school, I chose to play the clarinet.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that would start an addiction because I... shortly after that happened, my parents split up and I just needed like this outlet. I needed something to be able to express myself because I felt so lost and so alone. And so I ended up picking up the guitar and the piano, and then it kept spiraling. And at one point I was in drumline and I played tenor saxophone and jazz band, and it was just a lot of fun. And music has been my life since I was young, so yeah.
Same, since I was young. Parents always had music on, all sorts, and then I joined band too and played trumpet for a million years, all the way through 7 years at UNA. I just didn't want to leave the band. It was so much fun.
We're all band nerds.
Right, yeah. And so, but I finished school and I started a different job and I got fired, which was great, because I was like, I always wanted to be a musician, so I just started being a musician instead.
I'm also a band kid, did drumline in high school, and led to this kind of drumming, which is also pretty fun. This is actually my first performance with this group. A good friend of mine was the previous drummer, and he moved away, so I'm happy to be with you guys tonight. But yeah, another band kid, drumline, drum set.
Welcome.
So I started with the cello when I was 5, which is super cool. I was metal. Tenor sax when I was in 4th grade. Then when I was 12, I saw a kid playing guitar at a school assembly, and I was hooked. I just had to do it. So I went home, and I started playing guitar that day. So that's it.
Nice. When you figured out that music was your calling, who was your champion? Do you guys have champions? Who pushed you along? Who said, you need to keep doing this? There's a lot of naysayers when it comes to musicians and people in the arts. Do you have champions? And if you don't, that's okay. Just don't answer.
I got one immediately. Andrew Sharp, if anybody knows Andrew Sharp. He ran the open mic at Voodoo for a long, long time with Jefferson. So Jefferson and Andrew, Jefferson Pepe. And they made you feel real special. Like, first time I ever played anywhere on a stage was at Voodoo with those guys. And, I mean, they made you feel like the king, and you weren't afraid. So those guys.
I think my first champion was Rufus Dawkins. He was somebody that I knew from the Clarksville music scene before I moved to Huntsville. And I was just a kid in high school trying to make the dream happen. I was out till 2 a.m. and then I'd have a math test at 8 a.m. And he was the first one to come up to me and be like, you need to keep doing this. This is definitely what you're made to do. And I learned so much from him. And now, like, my guys and my band, I feel like I'm given the opportunity to consistently learn from them as well.
I've got to shout out Zach Melton again, the previous drummer. He taught me in high school, and he kind of was my mentor then, and he actually hooked me up with the teaching job that I have now, and he created this opportunity for me, so he's been really influential, and I'm really thankful for him.
Good answers. Now tell everybody the story about how Jane and the Huntsman came to be, how you guys formed.
Should I take this one?
Send it.
So I had been told consistently for years that I was going to make a bigger impact if I started a band. And that got to the point where I finally was like, you know, maybe this is something I want to try, because all my favorite artists are in bands. And at the end of 2019, I put a post on Facebook that was like, I'm going to be auditioning for a band at the Guitar Center and in one of the practice rooms. And I gave people a list of songs to pick from. And they were weird songs. I picked some weird songs for this list. The only person that is still in the band that came to the audition was Michael. And he played, I was so impressed.
I wanted to play the upright bass. I think I messaged you. Said, yeah. Can I play the upright bass, please?
he was so good, though. He played a Cake song, and he was doing harmonies while he was playing it. And I knew then, I was like, this guy is not afraid to pick something a little off the wall, so he belongs in this band. and then shortly after that, we had our first guitarist had moved to Nashville, and Aaron had messaged me and said just the kindest things about wanting to be a part of the project, and we'd been friends for years, so I was like, of course, he's one of my favorite guitarists. This is an honor.
I still auditioned.
He really did still audition. And then lastly, Chandler, I unfortunately haven't gotten to experience many shows with you or anything yet.
It's the first one.
This is the very first one, and I'm really happy that Zach put us in contact with you and that you're part of us playing music now.
Me too. It's fun.
Second to last question. Thank you guys for doing this. Describe your creative process when it comes to writing new music.
I think we're all drastically different when it comes to this one because everybody has a different approach. I'm one of those writers that's like, I have to get it all out in 10 minutes and that's the most authentic that it will ever be. And maybe I'll go back and make edits later, but if it doesn't come naturally, it doesn't feel right. And it feels like I'm just wanting for something to happen that isn't organic. If that makes sense. But yeah, do you guys want to talk about how you approach?
Well, Jane and Mike, you guys write all the music. So what about you, Mike?
Well, so I'm normally different, which is, I know what you're getting at. Usually what happens is I'll start something, then I'll put it away, and then I won't do anything for like a month, and then I'll come back and work on it for like 3 days. So I'll be like, Jane, here it is. Sorry.
Start, finish.
But we're playing one of the songs tonight that, I mean, was written the way that you just said. It was like 15.
It was so quick. Like, I think it was Chris Martin who said, you know, that songwriting is like fishing. Sometimes you just cast out and something will catch. But I have had the opportunity to write with Aaron, too, because I don't know if anybody remembers the Moon Song competition from years back. Yeah, we submitted to that. That was my first time hanging out with Aaron and actually trying to write music with him. And we were so meticulous about every single word.
We worked hard. It was good.
Yeah.
And then the last question, tell us about your proudest moment so far as a band. What's your wins so far? Your biggest win?
I see every show as a win for me, just because it's another chance to play music for people. But I will say, like, some of my most favorite shows have all been this year. So that's very encouraging because it's like, okay, the best thing hasn't happened yet. We got to play Porch Fest. We got to play for the concerts at 805. And we have some really cool opportunities coming up, too, that'll be announced soon.
I love it when the crowds are so into it and so intoxicated that they literally fall on Jane dancing.
This happens way too often.
Thank you all so very much. Thank you guys for coming out to Valley Sounds Live. If you haven't listened to the show, it is on Saturday nights at 9 on 89.3 WLRH, your public radio.
I don't really write breakup songs anymore about my breakups because I've been married for 5 years, but I still found breakup songs to write. This one's for my sister. It's called Katie's Song. And I really hope that this dude hears it on the radio.
Thank you.
was the point of getting dressed up? To stay messed up for the rest of the night. And I did my hair.
This one's called What About Me?
Coming up the river, my head is spinning high. I feel it now. Holding on.
So I wrote this song when I was 13. This is the oldest song that we play. It wasn't yesterday. I'm going to use that joke as long as I can. And I don't really know what it's about. This was about the time my parents split up, so I'm assuming it's probably about my dad. But it kind of doesn't sound like it should be. There's a part of the Ramona and Beezus books where Ramona says, "I'm going to say a bad word." And her parents are just confused, like, what could she possibly say? And she says, "Guts, guts, guts, guts." And so the song is called Guts. Thank you so much. This next song is called Courtesy Call, and it's about somebody that you love enough to let them know when you make it home.
Go now.
don't know.
Rarely do the trains around music have perfect timing. It's always right in the middle of the song. It's like, oh!
Not wrong.
Thanks y'all so much for coming out. I wasn't sure what to expect on a Tuesday night, but it sure wasn't a packed house. We're Jane and the Huntsman. We call ourselves Emo-Kana. Emo-Kana music.
I love that. Yeah. It's my new favorite genre.
This song is about saying no and standing up for yourself and what you believe in. And setting boundaries, because that's really important. I'm learning this every day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We need that delay echo on that every time. It's like, back, back, back.
Very cool.
Are y'all cool if I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We trios are stuck.
Oh, cool. Y'all good?
Yeah. Almost. Yeah.
This one's a love song. I'd like to dedicate it to everybody in this lovely audience and everybody from WLRH.
Empty my gray skies and
Y'all are cute. We're going off script, which is never a good thing to do, but it's a very me thing to do. This is a great pause to remind you that on all the tables, there's a little QR code where you can donate to WLRH. Let's keep public radio alive. So much. I think we're gonna play one more and then take a quick intermission.
Perfect. Y'all wanna do bottoms?
Yeah.
Bottoms up.
Bottom up on this tuning, 2 seconds.
Oh!
Capo is small time investment. You know what? I just need to. Every time I take off a capo, just have a joke ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that formula would work.
What is it?
Just have a joke whenever you put on the capo.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
This song's about being a pushover.
Yeah.
This one's kind of a quiet tune, but this is a really important song to me because I've experienced mental health issues my whole life. And as long as I can remember, I have had depression. And that's kind of a scary thing to go through when you're a teenager. And then growing up, getting older, and carrying it with you, it just feels like a really, really heavy weight. So I'm really lucky in my life specifically to have such an incredible support system that kind of has my back when I have my lowest of lows. This one is called Thank You, I Love You, I'm Sorry. arms burn.
Valley Sounds is a production of 89.3 WLRH, Huntsville Public Radio. If you liked what you heard on the show, you can find a playlist and podcast at WLRH.org or on the WLRH app. A big thanks to our first Valley Sounds live band, Jane and the Huntsmen. And another big thanks to our sponsors of this live show, AVIQ, the Huntsville Music Office, and the Fret Shop. If you would like to be a guest host on Valley Sounds and share your favorite local music, then send an email to music@wlrh.org, and you may be on a future show. Thanks to all the local bands that continue to create great music in the Tennessee Valley. My name is Marcia Ahrens, and I look forward to sharing more music with you next week on Valley Sounds.